Good morning, everyone. Today is the 28th of March, Thursday morning. Been drinking a lot of green tea with lemon and ginseng in it to try to clear up my cold. It seems to help. Mark's going to be reading in the book of Philemon today. Another very interesting chapter, I must say. Again, Paul says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he also says that he is a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And then, of course, he pleads for the prisoner Onesimus. That this fellow that he's talking to would forgive Onesimus of things that he had against his prior servant. Philemon had against Onesimus. He said if he'd wronged him, that he would even pay for it. He said, put it on my account. So that's really the main purpose of this. I guess he was in jail with Onesimus. That was the providence of God that he would put Paul in prison with Onesimus, and then he would plead for Onesimus, plead to Philemon for Onesimus. Anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this, and hope you're all having a good week. And it's supposed to warm up today, which I'm thankful for that.
Philemon chapter 1. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, and to Philemon, our dear beloved and fellow laborer, to our beloved Apia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoy thee, that which is convenient, yet for thy love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him that is mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. Without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever, not now as a servant, but above the servant, a brother beloved especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he have wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do it not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Wilt thou prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Written from Rome to Philemon by Onesimus, a servant.
Well, hope you all have a good day today.
Before we go.
Cheers.
Okay.